Talkspace can help with any specific challenges you might be facing. It's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and much more. And Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/scary. That's Talkspace.com/scary.
Hi, my sweet Strangelines. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to share with you guys what I did this week. So I actually had gone to Las Vegas and I had a really amazing time. And if you haven't checked out Las Vegas, they're known for their really good food scene. I went to the Gordon Ramsay's burger joint place. It is chef's kiss. It is so good. I really recommend that you check it out next time you go out there. And also check out the Venetian Hotel. It's like a little mini Italy and you get to go on a gondola cruise. Isn't that cool? Anyway, let me know your experiences if you've ever been to Las Vegas. So without further ado, let's get on with today's spooky tale, shall we?
Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary?
On September 19th, 1994, approximately 60 children in Zimbabwe experienced something that might haunt them forever. There were also reports of strange lights and a craft in the sky in other parts of Zimbabwe, as well as in Zambia and South Africa. Even now, no one knows for certain the true effects the sighting had on those who were unfortunate enough to witness it. Rufaro woke up screaming. Her heart was pounding and she was drenched in sweat. She looked over at her sister, Shona, who was facing away from her, still fast asleep. This was not the first time Rufaro had woken up screaming, and it appeared Shona was no longer disturbed by it. As a result, their father awoke from his slumber, bolting into their bedroom, holding Rufaro tightly in his arms. "It was the same nightmare," she whimpered. "The same awful eyes." Tucking her in tightly, he assured Rufaro it was just that, a nightmare, but it always felt so real to her, even after she had woken up. The night terrors had started a couple of months earlier, after the incident at school. Rufaro was playing outside with her classmates when one of them stopped and pointed toward the tree line, seeing a glint of shimmering light through the leaves. The children gathered close together when a massive silver aircraft descended through the branches. They stood mesmerized as a few more unidentified floating objects landed on the field in front of them. Rufaro tried to run to get her teacher, but her feet felt rooted to the ground. She tried to look away, but her eyes were fixated on the strange objects. All of the 60 or so children who were outside stood silent and frozen. Emerging from the ship, they saw a person? Well, not exactly. This bizarre being had a perfectly rounded head with jet black clothing and pitch black eyes that seemed to look beyond even infinity itself. Suddenly, more strange beings appeared out of thin air until there were rows upon rows surrounding them, all identical yet distinctly uninviting. The frightening stares sending shivers down children's spines. Suddenly, a loud squealing noise made all the children grab their heads, as a result, some of them falling to the ground in pain. The alien-like creatures were trying to communicate with them telepathically. Rufaro and other students burst into tears. One of the creatures paced along the top of the disc, then seemingly called his army back to the ship. The aliens turned around, and as suddenly as they arrived, they were gone, as if they were never there. The children broke down, some yelling, some crying, some just confused. Rufaro just stood there, tears running down her cheeks. The BBC and other news stations arrived to speak with the students. Rufaro was interviewed. Meanwhile, Shona was in the bathroom at the time and missed the entire event. The reporters prompted each student to draw what they recalled. Their sketches were all eerily similar, yet somewhat different perspectives. Yet they all had the form of the beings in a specific detail of the eyes being at the bottom of their faces. Other accounts of adults all over South Africa came forward seeing a bright ball of fire flying across the sky moments before and after the children saw the UFO incident. Experts on the news concluded with this statement: "We agree the children did see something." Now, the news just couldn't answer for sure what that something was, but what was more terrifying was, why had the creatures come in the first place? Since that first night, Rufaro had been dreaming about the alien hovering over her body as she lay paralyzed in bed. The creature would take out a giant syringe and draw blood from Rufaro. Then the alien would take the same vial of blood and plunge it deep into its own arm. Finally, Rufaro would close her eyes and gain enough strength to scream. Then, and only then, would she wake up. That night, her father stayed in their room until Rufaro fell back asleep. He shook his head and wondered why none of the other children were having this kind of side effect. There must be something he was missing. He kissed her goodnight, then went to kiss Shona before he went back to bed. But it was so dark, he never saw Shona's giant black eyes at the bottom of her face, or the spot of blood on her arm from the syringe. Rufaro's nightmares were far from over, and the real Shona, wherever she was, would never be around to hear her sister's cries.
On ZocDoc, finding the doctor that's right for you is seamless. The quality care you need is just a few taps away in the ZocDoc app. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Go to ZocDoc.com/something and download the ZocDoc app for free. That's ZocDoc.com/something. ZocDoc.com/something.
Thanks so much for listening. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. See you next time.